From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan by phone Tuesday as tensions escalated in his country over the fallout from the failed coup. Spokesman Josh Earnest from the White House says the president pledged his support to the democratically elected government.
The president used the phone call to reiterate once again the strong commitment of the United States to the democratically elected civilian government of Turkey. The president pledged his any needed assistance to the Turkish government as they conduct an investigation to determine exactly what happened.
Erdogan's government escalated the purge of workers Tuesday, suspected of taking part in the coup attempt, by firing more than 20,000 teachers and civil servants. The firings came on top of about 9,000 people Ankara has detained for suspected involvement in the attempted overthrow of Erdogan's government. The Republican National Convention moves Tuesday to the nomination of Donald Trump as the party's 2016 presidential candidate, along with the focus on the U.S. economy. Tuesday's speakers include two of Trump's children and two former rivals, Dr. Ben Carson and Governor Chris Christie. The campaign is likely hoping for a different response to tonight's speakers after accusations part of Trump's wife's speech Monday night was lifted from Michelle Obama's address at the Democratic Convention in 2008. Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort says the speech belongs to Melania Trump.
The words that she used are words that were personal to her. The fact that there are things like care and respect and compassion, those are not extraordinary words. And certainly when you talk about family, they're normal words.
Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort.